This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
When this world is over and our troubled days have ended, we shall join us together singing
praise to our God,
who will be us together. Oh, praise to our God, who praise to our God, our life will spend. When this world is over and our troubled days have ended, we shall join us together singing
praise to our God,
who will be us together. Oh, praise to our God, who will be our life will spend.
We thank God for delivering. Oh, we thank God for sparing our lives. We thank God for delivery. Oh, we thank God for sparing our lives. We thank God for delivery. Oh, we thank God for sparing our lives. We thank God for delivery. Oh, we thank God for sparing our lives.
Savior, see the quavy. No, how need not to break ya. Yeah, baby, boom, now ya to do say.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Yeah, baby, boom, now ya to
do say. Savior, see the quavy. No honey na to beka, yeah bebum na ya to jum se.
Yeah, you are, yeah. Yerawasi, sawaresu. Oh, yeah, you are, yeah. Sabuye, kwache, yeah. Yerawasi. Sewa Yesu, oh yeah, you are, yeah. Wani awa, yeah. Yada wa si, sewa Yesu, oh yeah, you are, yeah. Sawuri, kwa cheye. Yada wa si, sewa Yesu, oh yeah, you are, yeah. Wani awa, yeah. Yada wa si, sewa Yesu, oh yeah, you are, yeah. Sawuri, kwa cheye. Yada wa si, sewa Yesu.
I am 4 years old. My memory verse is taken from John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Amen.
My name is Kevin Benigatete. I am 6 years old. My memory verse is taken from Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 9. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. Amen.
My name is Jordan Sedinam Dobe. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Hebrews chapter 22, verse 9. So Christ was one offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that took for him shall he appear the second time unto salvation. Amen.
My name is Eramakwalo Ajo. I am 6 years old. My memory verse is taken from Isaiah 40 verse 11. He shall feed his flocks like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. Amen.
My name is Kevin Benigatete. I am 6 years old. My memory verse is taken from Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 9. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. Amen.
My name is Enjudede Ajana. I am 6 years old. My memory verse is Acts 9 verse 17. A blind man learns to lead. The Lord has sent me so that you may see again. Amen.
My name is Anita Gawanda Ekuya Selu. My memory verse is taken from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen.
Hi children, happy Sabbath. Welcome to our story time with Uncle Jay. Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 4 and it's entitled The Two Brothers. Two sons were born to Adam and Eve after they had been banished from the Garden of Eden. The boys grew up and Cain, the older one, became a farmer, growing crops. Abel, the younger brother, became a shepherd. One day, the two young men decided to bring presents to offer to God. Cain brought a sheaf of ripe golden corn, gleaned from his harvest field. Abel's present was a newborn lamb, chosen from his flock. God looked at the fine offerings they had brought, and he looked at the two brothers themselves. He saw the kind of people they were. He knew that Abel loved and trusted him, so he accepted Abel's gift. But God refused Cain's present. He could not accept Cain because he was cold and proud and self-willed. Cain was furious. He scolded angrily and turned on his heel to leave God's presence. Before he could go right away, God spoke to him. "Why are you angry, Cain?" he asked. "If you had done right, you would be happy now. I should have accepted your present. But evil is like a wild animal. It is crouching close, waiting to spring at you and overpower you. You must fight against it." But Cain did not want to listen to God or to any notice of his warning. Sullen and hot with anger, he strode back into his fields. He hated Abel because he was good and because God was pleased with him. That's our story for today. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at the same time for more interesting Bible stories. Au revoir. God bless you.
Chapter, every verse, every line.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
Yeah. waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
Once again, we've come to listen to the Word of God. It's always good to listen to the Word of God, for the Word of God will guide you through this life. It will give you hope. It will give you protection. It will make you feel loved. And it's true. God always loves us. And today, we're going to hear about the special care of God for us. Let me ask you this question. Do you know there is a God who is very powerful and He cares for you? I want to ask you this question. Do you know there is a God very powerful who loves and cares for you and is always willing to make sure you do not fall into trouble? Yes, today we are going to hear about that care of God. Our scripture for today is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse 4. I love Psalms so much because when I read it, I feel the care and love of God so much. And I read Psalm 91, verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Let's read it again. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Shall we pray? Almighty God, today we want to understand your love for us. We want to understand your care for us. Father, let your Holy Spirit help us to understand it. In the name of Jesus, we've prayed. Amen. And today, the title for our sermon is God's Care for Us. God's Care for Us. And as I've already asked, do you know God cares for you? And how does He do it? You know, God created heaven and earth, also created animals. And one way to understand the nature of God is to look at the nature of animals. And today I want us to look at the nature of a hen. You know, a hen broods chicken. So if you look at a hen and its chicks, then you understand the nature of God's love. AC had a very big red hen. She called the hen Penny. It's funny though, but she called her hen Penny. So what do you think this hen did? Her wings were broad and were covered with warm feathers. Yes, all hens have this. And you know how they use these feathers to do? Because they are warm, when their chicks are cold, they cover them to protect them, to show them love. And I want to tell you, God does the same thing. Let's continue with the story of Penny and AC. Penny had 15 babies. Wow. A lot of babies had Penny. What would she do with all of them? But I want to tell you, she loved each of them. And in the same way, the children of God are many. We are millions. Everybody in this world is a child of God. And as Penny loved all of his chicks, God loves all of his children. Amen. She let them out into the sunshine every day, clucking softly to them, while with her strong claws, she scratched her back and seized for them to eat. So Penny would take her chicks outside and find food for them. The same way, when we sleep, God makes sure we wake up alive, and He makes sure when we sit in cars to go to work, to go to school, to go to everywhere we want to go, we are protected and that we do not fall in danger. At night, Penny led her babies back to the shelter of the chicken house, where she hovered them under her wings, their crops full of food. Here, they slept safe and warm all through the night. When you've gone to school, when you've gone to work, and done everything you need to do for a day, all you do, you come back home. And who do you think is the person who makes sure you get home safely? And when you go to bed at night, do you know what happens at night? Do you know what the evil ones try to do to you? I want you to know there is a God somewhere who makes sure that you are not in danger. Amen. One day, while Penny and her babies were far from the chicken house, it began to rain. Soon it was pouring. The rain was pelting the roofing, and it was very loud. Penny called excitedly, "Cluck, cluck, hurry up, hurry up." Penny was worried. He feared her chicks might die. Then she sat down on the ground, and all her babies ran under her wings to keep from getting wet. and cold, they were not afraid. Yes, when there is danger and we run to God, we will never fear. For our God is very powerful. God can overcome all dangers. Amen. They trusted under Penny's wings. They trusted under Penny's wings. So when you are in trouble, God says, come to me. He says, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Do you trust that God is able to take care of you? The chicks trusted their mother. That's why they did not fear. So I ask you, do you trust in the loving care of God? AC thought, you know, AC is the owner of Penny anyway. AC thought how good it is that baby chickens and baby animals and baby people have mothers and fathers to feed them and protect them from harm. Yes, it is true. When a fowl hatches new chicks and you go near it, you see how it fights you. When a hawk tries to take one of the chicks, you see how it fights back. The same way with God. God always fights for us. And you know something sad? At times when the hawk comes, the hawk is most powerful that the fowl is unable to stand it. But no force, no power can overcome our God. Amen. So when God always fights for us, God will always win. And he has always won and he will always win the great battle for us. For know this, Jesus Christ won an eternal battle by dying on the cross of Calvary for us. God cares for us who are older like that. David often compared God's care with that of a mother bird caring for her babies, like Penny caring for her chicks. He prayed, hide me under the shadow of thy wings. And this we can read from Psalm 17 verse 8. In another of his songs, King David promised that when you are afraid and in trouble, if you trust in God, as the baby chicks trusted your mother, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. And this is our quotation we started with. It says, God says, if you trust in me like a bird, I'll cover you with my feathers, and under my wings there is protection. So fear not. Hallelujah. God is good. God says we should fear not. God is most powerful. So if a hen, which we humans can step on and kill, and is able to take care of its chicks, why can't God do the same for us? All God wants you to do is to cast all your cares, all your troubles, all your disappointments, all your sickness, everything upon him, for he cares for you. So today, if your parents do not even have money to give you food, to pay your school fees, God is saying that there are some of the cares you can cast upon him, and he will help you solve them. Let us remember this. When we fear someone who might hurt us, or when we worry about the troubles that might come to us, are you afraid when your parents are near? Of course not. We are not afraid of our mom and dad. Then you should trust God, and God is more important than mom and daddy. He will protect you just as your parents were, for he is always near, and he is much more powerful than they are. Amen. This has been Brother Elijah Boapia for AWR Ghana.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 307 051 058 or +233 208 704 532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
Thank you.